In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. A little bit of a teaching sermon today. I hope you find it both interesting, but more importantly, enlightening. As we move through Advent, and as we prepare to receive the incarnate God as a little child in Bethlehem, the Church has us read extensively from Ephesians. Ephesians is the epistle with prevailing themes of unity and reconciliation, two of the prime purposes of the Lord's coming in the first place. And today's passage includes this verse. Jesus Christ is our peace. He has broken down the middle wall of separation, making the two become one. Jesus Christ is our peace. He has broken down the middle wall of separation, making the two become one. Now, unity is found in peace. Unity is found in breaking down walls of separation. And later in the same epistle, this epistle to the Ephesians, Paul is going to apply this principle of unity to local church factions. He's going to apply it to husbands and wives. He's going to apply it to children and parents. He's going to apply it to servants and masters, all called to the same unity in Christ, for which Christ came into this world. And here in today's passage, tearing down this middle wall of separation, Paul is specifically referring to the temple in Jerusalem, the focus of worship, the place where one encounters God. Now, the temple actually had several walls of separation built right in it. First off, there was a barrier of separation called Mekitza. A mekitza, a new word for you today, mekitza. In the main temple in Jerusalem and in every synagogue of the day, the mekitza was a physical barrier that separated the men from the women. Not like in the old days in Russian churches with the men on one side and the women on the other. This was men in front and the women in the back. And there was a fixed, opaque barrier which sometimes in certain synagogues allowed the women only to hear and not to see. It was a wall of separation between male and female, which in a spiritual sense had existed since the moment that Eve gave Adam the fruit and Adam blamed Eve for his choice. To this day, a very traditional synagogue will still have this mekitza separating the women in the back. The second wall of separation in the temple separated the Jews from the Gentiles, from the non-Jews. A Gentile is simply a term for a non-Jewish person. This was a tribal, a racial, an ethnic wall of division. These Gentiles, these non-Jews, were only allowed in the outer court, and then there was a wall, and only Jews could enter past that wall into the main court for worship. This wall of separation divided people from people, based on their race and based on their ethnicity. The third wall of separation in the temple, and perhaps the most important of all, was the partition between the Holy of Holies and everywhere else. You know, the presence of God separated both Jews and Gentiles and both men and women from God himself. God was known to be present within the Holy of Holies, and he was separated from his creation spiritually by our sin, by our brokenness, but physically in the temple by a literal wall of separation that had a curtain on it between the Holy of Holies and the rest of the temple. And we know that the Son of God has come to break down walls of separation, and first and foremost, to break down this barrier between God and man, to forgive our sins, to heal our brokenness, to unite God and mankind that we might partake of the divine nature. And when Jesus is crucified, the curtain of the temple, you remember, the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the world, the Holy of Holies from the people, that curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, from heaven to earth, opening the Holy of Holies to the world and demonstrating the reality that the Savior's death ended the separation between God and man. That's why Christ comes. That's why the Son of God comes as a little child in Bethlehem, is to be our peace and to break down that middle wall of separation. Now, in Ephesians, St. Paul is emphasizing that if Jesus Christ has abolished in his flesh the separation between God and man, then how much more shall we believers be united to one another? If God, who is perfect, unites himself to mankind, how much more shall we all who are in the same boat together be united to one another? That the middle walls of separation that separate mankind from one another are broken down among God's people. That in Christ there is no separation of Jew and Gentile, slave or free, male or female, but all are one in Christ. And speaking of male and female, remember that mekitza I mentioned, the physical barrier that kept women in the back of the temple and the synagogues of the day. An interesting thing happens in today's gospel reading. Jesus is in a synagogue teaching, and he sees a woman who has a severe back problem. She can't straighten herself up. She's had this infirmity for 18 years. I don't know if you've ever had back pain, but 18 years of that would be miserable. And of course, Jesus heals the woman, but an argument ensues about the Sabbath and so forth. And Jesus proves that mercy is greater than religious law every time. But there's a line in there I don't want us to miss. When Jesus saw her, Jesus sees this woman with the hurt back, with her bent over. It says, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." When Jesus sees her, he doesn't go to her. He calls her to him. He calls her to him. She has to cross this mekitza. She has to cross this barrier in order to get him. And that was a bold move. You know, we don't notice that necessarily when we read it, but a Jew of the day was certainly going to notice that. A Jew of the day was certainly going to notice that that was a bold move, and everybody there noticed that this woman was called forward past that barrier. It was a metaphor in action that a wall of separation had been torn down in the person of Jesus Christ. And so maybe just a little pastoral guidance for us, a pastoral challenge. It says Jesus called her to him. Jesus initiates breaking down a wall of separation. And unfortunately, there are still plenty of walls of separation in the world today, in the church today, in families today, in communities today. And maybe, just maybe, we can reach out to someone who feels or is separate. And maybe we can take initiative to break down a wall, to call the person to you, to be the one to initiate reconciliation and healing between people. If Jesus calls her to him, and if we bear the name of Christ, then is there someone we can call to us to help find healing? As God comes to be born in Bethlehem, we in the church read extensively from Ephesians with its themes of unity and reconciliation. Today we heard of Christ breaking down that middle wall of separation between God and man, between Jew and Gentile, between male and female. And may we find the Spirit to do the same. Amen.